video is changing. It's a moment where all media is changing. And so there's, I wouldn't say that radio is in the same position that it was in the 1940s when, you know, Orson Welles was able to set off a scare that the Martians were landing, because the audience is not as, you know, there are more channels and there are, you know, more, there's more competition. But 92% of Americans still listen to radio every week. And so, you know, I don't think it's a dinosaur technology the way you might think it is if all you read was Wired magazine or something like that.
And so are people still interested in building low-power radio stations?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of interest. We anticipate probably over 1,000 applications in this coming October window. And I think, yeah, there's going to be quite quite a number of new stations that are built over the course of the next 2-3 years.
Who are these people that are interested in community radio, and why are they interested in it?
Well, a lot of people that are interested, the groups that I've worked with historically, you know, are often they're small unions or farm workers organizations, civil rights organizations, neighborhood groups, schools, churches, and yeah, a number of groups along those lines. They're generally nonprofits, and they generally work, you know, they focus their energies on their local geographic community. And so that's the sort of group that often, you know, wants to extend its mission by adding radio service. Also, you know, you find a lot of people that, you know, maybe they were a DJ on a college station, and they graduated college, and there wasn't, you know, you just couldn't do that anymore because there wasn't a way to do that. A lot of people like that start radio stations. Also, a lot of musicians are very supportive of community radio stations. They, you know, spend all their time or all their free time, like, trying to, you know, develop their musicianship, and so they like the opportunity to spend an hour a week or 2 hours a week sharing their favorite music or genres that most of the public isn't familiar with.
What's it cost typically to start up a low-power station?
Well, it kind of depends. You know, you could spend as much as you want. It's easy to spend a lot, but most community radio stations can start for between $10,000 and $20,000. I've certainly spent more in some cases, and sometimes when I'm traveling internationally, I've started stations for as little as $500 or $600 or $700, you know, using a lot of used parts and things people had around, you know, using the old CD player that someone had and, you know, an old microphone mixer. So the most unusual thing is the transmitter. Most people don't have FM transmitters, and that's the key ingredient.
What advice would you offer to somebody who might be interested in starting a community station?
My first suggestion is to go to my old organization. I don't work there anymore, but I'd still help out a little bit. It's the Prometheus Radio Project, and they can walk you through the process of applying to the FCC for a radio license. You'll need to be part of an organization, and the organization is the holder of the license, not the individual. And, you know, so you have to, like, get the board of directors of the organization on board, and you know, it's good to have some plans for, like, how are you gonna raise money to operate it. A lot of different stations have different ways of making money. You know, community radio stations, they often do underwriting, which, you know, probably you can hear within a few minutes of hearing this interview. They also do pledge drives.
Which we're in the middle of right now.
Donate. Donate to your local radio station. Also, a lot of stations do pretty interesting work where, you know, they might partner with a high school and do training and youth media. And so there's lots of, you know, potential ways that you can raise the funds to operate.
You've been talking to some college audiences this past week. Do the college audiences, do they respond to talking about radio, or do they look at you with a blank stare and say, what the heck is radio?
Among youth, radio listening is trending down. certainly, and that's because they're more familiar with the new technologies. However, I would say that organizations that have participatory opportunities for youth to be involved in radio actually, you know, do pretty well, because like the youth get involved in the station, and you know, they even if their friends are listening to it over their cell phones or over something else, they are, you know, connecting to the mission of the radio station. So I think that there's definitely a trend away from listenership among youth, but there's also pockets where youth are getting more involved than they used to be.